Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we're calling, so we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you a registered voter in Duval County?
I am.
Okay, so then, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Yeah, I'm a Democrat.
Democrat, okay. All right, so then, just for qualification purposes, how likely are you to vote in the March election to pick up a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Would that be very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not too likely to vote at all?
Very likely to vote.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then what is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay. All right, sir, and did you vote in that recent November 2022 election by mail, early in person, or on an election day?
Election day.
On election day, okay. All right, and now first, should Jacksonville next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or change directions?
Oh, I think Curry got good directions.
So, continue moving Jacksonville the same direction?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, now, which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Would you say growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all? Affordable housing, quality of the schools, improving infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, roads and traffic congestion, access to affordable quality health care, is street flooding and storm water drainage, or violent crime?
Violent crime.
Violent crime. Okay, and which one will be your most second important one?
Improve the infrastructure.
Improve infrastructure in all neighborhoods, okay? All right,
yeah.
Sir, and do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? Would you say support or you oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose, okay. All right, sir, and when it comes to the city electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer, keep JEA as a city-town-owned utility or privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
Well, what's going to make it cheaper?
Well, it don't say here, sir, but just in your opinion, which one would be the best thing to do, you know, to keep it or to privatize it, you know, to Florida Power and Light?
Well, keep it as it is.
Keep it, okay, keep it. All right. All right, sir, in the debate about the city's Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove them.
Okay. Okay, you know, next, please answer, you know, if your opinion of each of the following is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, okay? The first one will be Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
Yes, so do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
favorable for, I don't understand the question, favorable for what?
For anything that he has done that you like about him. I mean, or you dislike?
Oh, I like him.
So be very favorable, or just somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. What about Lenny Curry?
Favorable.
Al Ferraro.
I don't know him.
Okay. Don't never heard of him?
What does he do?
Oh, he's just another politician running for mayor.
I know nothing about him.
Okay, so, okay. What about Donna Deegan?
Oh, favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, Daniel Davis.
That's a candidate for what?
Daniel Davis. It don't say here. Just say maybe if you know him, you know, maybe you can give us an opinion about him.
I know very little about him, so somewhat favorable.
Okay, what about Andre Gibson?
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
No.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and Liana Gutierrez Cumber.
No, not favorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and which of the following eight candidates would you vote for, you know, for to be Jacksonville next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Would that be Liana Gutierrez Cumber, Omega Allen, Andre Gibson, Al Ferraro, Donna Deegan, Frank Kistler Jr., Darcy Richardson, or Danielle Davis?
Gibson.
Okay, Andre Gibson, all right. And which one would be your second choice?
Of
the remaining, Leanne Gutierrez Cumber, Omega Allen, Al Ferraro, Donna Deegan, Frank Kistler Jr., Darcy Richardson, or Danielle Davis?
Omega Allen. Omega.
Omega Allen, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And here is a short description of the five, you know, of these candidates. The first one is Leanne Cumber. Okay, she is a Republican City Council member who did escape communist Cuba and taught her values, you know, to live the American dream. She built a transportation business, creating jobs. She is a former teacher and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on City Council, Leanne has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. Okay, Daniel Davis is a Republican and had the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, a former state representative and former president of the city council who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval, you know, is a father of four who married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. The other one is Donna Deegan, okay? He's a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice of a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to account. Donna is a three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head the Donna Foundation, which keeps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As the mayor, you know, she will be a voice of the voiceless while, you know, while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just selected power few insiders. Okay, the other one is Al Ferraro. He's a Republican City Council member who opposed the JEA sale and a small business owner who would concentrate city money on its, you know, core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposes removal of the Confederate monuments. Okay, that last one is Andrew Gibson. Okay, he's an African-American Democrat with 20 years of experience in the state legislature who will be a mayor that puts the needs of the residents first and brings together the community. She will continue to record a record of delivering needed progress on transportation, job creation, and healthcare, and veteran services. Based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville next mayor if you had to make a choice today, okay? Would that be Leanne?
Andre Gibson.
Andre Gibson, okay. Thank you, sir. All right, and next, Next, Ray may issue a statement of, you know, about the candidates for mayor issue positions or actions taken. If each of, you know, would cause you to definitely vote for that candidate, probably vote for that candidate, probably vote against or definitely vote against that candidate, okay? Here's the first one. Was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become Democrat. Would you definitely vote for someone like that? Probably vote for someone like that? Probably vote against or definitely vote against?
Vote against.
Would that be probably or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Okay, is a bigger believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary. Would that be definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Okay, he spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth and large home building projects in Duval County. Vote for or against?
Against.
Okay. Is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist? Would that make you vote for him or her or vote against?
Vote for.
Okay, probably or just definitely vote for?
Definitely vote for.
Well, accepted donations and then, you know, endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Would you definitely vote for? Probably against or definitely against?
Definitely against.
Voted 3 times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities.
Against.
Would that make you
yep.
against? Okay, works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA.
Could I ask you a question, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we were having dinner. How much longer is this?
Okay, just a little bit longer, sir. Just maybe 5 minutes. We'll be done with the survey.
I don't have 5 minutes left. Food is getting cold.
Okay.
I didn't know it was going to take this long.
Is there any way we can call you another time whenever you're, you know,
yeah,
free?
You can call me tomorrow.
Okay, sure, sir. We'll do that. Mm-hmm. We'll put you on. We'll call you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.